The building industry regulator has revealed that hundreds of legal documents it relied on to investigate construction workers over a five-year period were defective. The Australian Building and Construction Commission says information it obtained under the faulty notices has been used in court cases. The Construction Union says it's seeking legal advice about the revelation, and it could lead to damages claims from workers who were coerced into giving evidence to the Commission. Simon Lauder reports.
In November last year, a South Australian magistrate threw out the ABCC's case against construction worker Ark Tribe after finding the Commissioner had failed to properly delegate his powers. The case was to be the first courtroom test of what's known as a Section 52, the notice which workers receive when the ABCC is planning to force them into cooperating with investigations. In written answers to questions on notice from Senator Doug Cameron at a budget estimate session, the ABCC has confirmed that bungle prompted a review of all of the Section 52 notices it issued before the Ark Tribe case.
All 203 notices issued before the 24th of November 2010 included the same defect.
The National Secretary of the Construction Division of the CFMEU, Dave Noonan.
What we now know is that in every case up until November of 2010, the ABCC exercised their powers unlawfully.
Mr. Noonan says workers have been traumatised by the questioning and threats they faced when subject to a Section 52 notice.
Well, we're still going through the material that we've seen from Senate estimates, but it is clear that there have been cases that have proceeded to prosecution based on these unlawful notices. But I think, as well as that, the mere notion that you've got over 200 hard-working Australians from the construction industry who've been treated in this way by an organisation which is supposed to uphold the rule of law is outrageous. And we think that the ABCC owes every single one of those individuals an apology, and we think that there needs to be a close look at what damage has been suffered by those individuals, and we need a process for them to get some redress.
Do you think some people will seek damages?
Of course, that can be a matter for individuals, but the union is certainly in the process of seeking some advice.
Lee Johns took over as the Australian Building and Construction Commissioner 1 month before the Ark Tribe case.
And I would have thought if people genuinely held those concerns, they would have entered them through the proper channels, and that certainly hasn't been the case.
In how many court cases has the ABCC relied on information which was obtained under one of these defective notices?
The exact number is less than a handful.
Do you expect they will now be challenged?
No, not at all. I mean, as I say, it's been 10 months since the Ark Tribe decision. There's been no application for review or appeal in relation to any of those matters, and that's because I think there's a misunderstanding about how Section 52 operates. They are pre-trial subpoenas, and the evidence is ultimately properly tested by the court.
That's Lee Johns, the Australian Building and Construction Commissioner, speaking to Simon Lauder.